We've been talking for years about the foreclosure crisis, but many states are just beginning to process a huge backlog of foreclosure filings. In Florida, for example, it takes an average of 861 days to complete a foreclosure. During that time, houses sit in limbo. Nobody knows what's been going on inside until the bank officially forecloses and sends someone to check it out. NPR's Hannah Jaffe Walt of Planet Money visited a house with one of those someones in Cape Coral, Florida.
861 days. Think about that. That means somewhere in Florida, a homeowner stopped making payments on her house, and then nothing happened for about 861 days. Maybe she's still in the house. Maybe she moved. Maybe she's renting it. Maybe it's full of squatters, wildlife.
We don't know until we get the assignment. The assignment on this property came out at 2:01 in the morning.
Mark Joseph is a real estate agent representing the lender, a bank which now owns this concrete block home on Tamiami Court. Joseph stands squinting on the lawn. He's got a digital camera strapped to his belt, earpiece blinking in his ear, and he surveys the place. No broken windows, no lights on, no cars in the driveway, except there is a red truck parked out front on the street. So he takes a breath and moves towards the door.
Basically, if I bang on that door, there shouldn't be anybody living in there. If the guy in the red truck is in there, that would be a bad deal that I've been out here.
It's quiet. We stand on the doorstep for a couple minutes.
So you won't go in today?
Oh, we're absolutely going in today.
Oh, really?
Yes.
The front door is unlocked. Apparently, there are tens of thousands of unlocked front doors in Florida. Mark Joseph tells me, as we are entering the main room, that he has never had a hard time getting into a foreclosure.
A lot of them open either through the sliding glass door or front door. I'm able to get in one way or the other.
Are we allowed to be in here?
Oh, 100%. This is our assignment.
Joseph's assignment is to report to the lender what has been going on inside this home that the lender now owns. And on Tamiami Court, evidently, not much has been going on. Seems like that red truck must belong to someone else on the block because nobody is inside of this house, which is a fact that seems to please Mark Joseph.
When I see something like this, I know this will sell immediately.
Because he says it's not trashed. There's no furniture. No one's poured concrete down the drain. He's seen that several times. Or ripped out the electrical system.
I'm obviously going to look in a garage just to double check. There's no car in a garage.
He's seen that too. There is no car. Just two empty boxes. If there had been someone here, the lender has instructed Mark Joseph to offer people cash, about $1,500, just to leave the place peacefully. But Joseph says sometimes people are so angry that they'd rather just yell at him.
I really should be your best friend when I knock on the door because I'm there representing the bank, trying to do something good. But they don't
see. No, you're there telling them it's the end. You have to get out of the house.
Correct. But they know that anyway.
This is the new phase of the housing collapse. Homeowners stopped paying for their homes a while ago. We are just now dealing with that fact. And this is what dealing looks like.
Sure, it's an ugly business to go out and repo somebody's house. But on the flip side of that, the beauty is affordability is back. Now you can buy that house for $150,000 and you can actually come down and retire in Florida. And as long as that sun is up there shining, people are going to want to come here.
That, of course, is exactly what real estate agents always say in Florida. But I should note, Joseph listed the house on Tamiami Court for close to $150,000, less than half what it was worth 5 years ago. And 3 days after he listed it, the bank accepted an offer. Hannah Jaffe-Walt, NPR News.